Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. You know, summer is more than just a great time for dating. It's also the perfect time for sexploration. Today's show, I've got three ways to make this season even sexier. Plus, answers to your emails on dirty talk, erotic ejaculation, and how to get your partner to take control in the bedroom. Thanks for listening. It's almost that time again. The Sexual Health Expo is back. And this time, it's taking place in one of my favorite cities on earth, New York City. I'm so honored to once again be hosting this one-of-a-kind event. Like, seriously, what other event brings today's top sex educators and the hottest pleasure products together under one roof? Exactly, it's the only one. The Sexual Health Expo will be taking over Brooklyn September 24th and 25th, and for the first time ever, you can attend for free. Thanks to our good friends at WeVibe, the first 2,000 people to register will be given free admission to the two-day event. Sexual Ed sponsor, The Pleasure Chest, has planned out a weekend's worth of seminars on today's most relevant wellness topics, all delivered by an array of sex experts I know and admire. Not only will you be expanding your sexual horizons, you'll also be able to see brand new products from Jimmy Jane, Doc Johnson, Joe Lubricants, Fleshlight, Lifestyles and Skin Condoms, See You in Bed, Hot Flowers USA, I Am Toy, Caution Wear Condoms, Kama Sutra, Babeland, Pure, The Pleasure Chest, High Pleasures, Unbound Box, UV, and more. You can learn more about the sponsors on my website. Just click on the She banner for all kinds of information. And a lot of you ask me to let you know when I'll be on the East Coast. So mark your calendars for September 24th and 25th and get ready to come visit me in Brooklyn. Whether you walk, run, drive, fly, swim, or Uber, you're in for 2 days of sex-positive education and fun. Just reserve your free tickets. Visit sexualhealthexpo.com today. And remember, the free tickets are limited to the first 2,000 reservations. So don't wait. These will disappear quickly. I'll see you there.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Where, okay, here's what you do when you get there. You subscribe to the podcast. So easy to do. Just subscribe like that. And then you can, find all of our social media. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily. And Facebook.com, we are close to a million. By the time this airs, it might even be a million followers. So that's awesome if you do it. Hi, Anderson.
That's a lot of followers.
Dude, a million. Yeah, a million.
Where is that? Facebook?
Facebook.com/sexwithemily.
How many are mattress companies?
Not enough. Yeah, send me a mattress. No, I do have a Casper mattress.
My buddy, he was telling me about all of his followers on Facebook. Nowhere close to a million. And then he learned that a bunch of them were mattress companies. It's very odd. I don't know why.
Yeah.
This was years ago.
Right. No, I don't know what they're just lovely people who really like... everyone's
content
on Facebook anyway, so right, they're like, oh, let me get a little sex
I'm even
section
on Facebook, even though I'm never on there.
You are? People always say that. I'm not really. I'm on there. I'm on there. Oh, and now you can also, one more thing, download us on not only on iTunes, but Google Play, SoundCloud, and Spotify. And I just wanted to explain the subscribing thing. It just really helps us for all the rankings and stuff. I know you guys love to listen. We have two shows a week, so if you subscribe, all that means through iTunes is that the shows will show up in your inbox 2 a day and wherever you get your podcast. That doesn't take up space on your phone or in your thing unless you just choose to download it. But it just helps if you subscribe.
Another really good reason to subscribe to shows that you like and you like to listen to, because people like to listen to the entire shows,
yeah,
right? It's not like radio where you got to like miss whatever's coming up and you go into the market. If you subscribe, it keeps your place.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed that. All the podcasts I subscribe to, like when I go for a run, I listen to shows and they stay, but sometimes they don't.
If you don't subscribe to them, it doesn't keep your space.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, that's another reason to subscribe. It's so easy, too. There's like a button there when you listen. I don't know
why
how you
do it. Why not do it?
Why not?
Yeah, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry
about
it.
Exactly. It's not even taking up space in your life. It's just making it easier for everybody.
Not subscribing is an affront.
Right. Commit and subscribe. Also, you can shop with Emily now, because I always talk about my favorite toys and where to find them. Well, now you can find them on my website. You just click on the Shop with Emily. Tab. And then also, we've been having great shows lately. Recently, sexting, cheating, and summer flings. Why summer is the best season to be single. Tips to make the most of it. Also, what those dick pics really say about your personality. What? And how to overcome the temptation to cheat. And tips for putting yourself out there with the opposite sex. And then today, we're going to be talking about summer sex, Anderson.
Summer sex, sweaty
Have sex. You been having... I'm thinking your wife's preggers.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't talk about your summer sex, but I'm just thinking maybe that's not as much sex in the summer for you, but you can maybe harken back to days of yore.
We're keeping like, yeah.
Good.
It's like, it's very, very important too. You know, if you got a pregnant wife at home, you got to make sure that she knows that she's just as beautiful as ever because she's feeling heavier than she's ever felt because she's got a baby human growing inside of her. So, sex is just as important, if not
more. It is.
That's
I'm sure
all
she
I have
is.
To say
it's a hard time.
That.
Yeah, I know. I know you're not going to talk about it, but that's good. I can't wait to see the little baby.
Oh, the little Anderson running around.
What's the due date?
Mid-October.
Okay.
Mid-October,
God,
yeah.
That's a good. How have you been? I'm so excited.
Yesterday, good.
I was like, Anderson's coming in. I'm so excited.
A lot of work on like nurseries and whatnot. Part of my soul died yesterday when I traded in my really sweet, like I have an Art Deco, like mica covered table, like from a diner and a booth from a diner, like in Hollywood, like Melrose, like Frankie's Diner.
Oh, I love that place. Yeah,
I have like one of their actual authentic green booths in my living room, and I put that out in the garage, and I got my mom's nook, her breakfast nook. It's like wood, and it's very family.
Look at your face, and you can see his face right now.
Part of me died.
Part of you died.
Yeah.
That's my future. We'll take the booth. That looks cool.
Booth is pretty sweet.
We kind of need some stuff in here.
Yeah.
It's a big office.
She's got a big empty office, guys. There's a lot of sex toys, as you'd imagine, like hanging around. But the the walls just have giant post-its on them with a bunch of like to-do things.
I know. It's exciting. We'll take your booth. And then you can have it back when the baby's like, you know, 18.
I'm like, here you go, son. 18-year-old birthday present.
Right. Booth. Son, baby, right? A boy.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Well, it is great
That's
to see
That's what sex does. Makes babies.
Sometimes,
ultimately.
Unless you use protection.
So sex with Emily is all about baby making.
Not really. Yeah, it can be. Or preventing baby making.
I'm so excited to be seeing you on a regular basis again. I feel very fortunate that I get to come in here and do the show with you.
Me
and
too.
See your girls and Madison and all that. It's very fun.
I know. And this is a nice, calm place besides the Loveline Studios, which, you know.
Loveline Studios were filled with vitriol and anger sometimes.
Coming from you was the vitriol and anger. I was the peacemaker.
You were.
Although I have come, I admit that I might have sometimes came in a little flustered.
I have not seen you flustered in your new space yet.
I'm less flustered.
I've
been meditating.
Yes. You look good. You seem like you're doing well.
Thank you. I feel good. I do feel good.
Summer sex.
Well, here's the thing. Well, first we're going to do a little sex in the news because I know you like that.
Yes.
And can you just guess what I'm going to have to talk about now?
I have no idea.
Pokemon.
Why should I know?
Pokemon.
Oh, Pokego. Oh,
Pokemon
no,
Go. It's
really?
The new dating app.
You know what?
What? Tell me how you feel about it.
I hate it.
Why?
I hate trends.
You hate trends. I
can't stand
them. That's why you hate them.
I just hate. A part of me probably wishes that I could just be like, oh, cool. This is what we're into now. Sweet. And like be galvanized with the community and be like, oh, yeah, I like that too. But it's just, I just see the followers, lemmings, and it just really hurts me inside.
But it's speaking to people and it's getting kids who are really, anyone who's really into games, go outside and like run around. Maybe get hit by a truck.
They're
going to
get killed.
They will get killed, but they also might get laid.
How so?
Well, you know, it's the addictive game that makes users walk around their neighborhood to catch Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
It's already... here's
That's
the,
not sexy.
Listen to this.
If you see a kid out front playing Pokemon Go, you're not
going
to go bang
I'm
that,
not
dude.
Going after the 14-year-old, but it's already... check this, Anderson. This is what floored me. It's already been installed on phones more often than Tinder.
That's sad.
I don't think it's
That's
as...
sad.
It is, well, and it turns out that the 90s nostalgia feels pretty good as a dating app by itself. So it combines the randomness of people meeting at a bar, but adds in a common interest and common memories of growing up with the games and cartoons. So if you look up from your screen, you might run into somebody cute. And now there's like stories about Pokemon got me a date, and they say walking around town after dinner, they're running into
people.
How
many dates did it cost people, though? Let's be honest here.
What do you mean?
I'd love to go out tonight, but I'm going to be in the bushes looking for Pokemon.
Well, maybe they're the same. When they're in the bush,
Pikachu.
They might find someone in the bush, and then things could happen in the bush.
Yeah, you don't want to bang the person in the bush, Em.
That's true. Unless you went into the bush together.
Let me ask you this, Em.
What?
If I looked at your phone right now, did a quick little search of your apps, would I find it?
Okay, only because 6 minutes ago, I was like, Madison, I should just download it. And she's like, yeah, I don't have it. I'm like, I got to understand it. But I literally downloaded it, but then I didn't have time to look at it. Because... I gotta start dating again.
There should be a sex one. That'd be fun.
Like sexy like, Pokemon?
Because from what I, the way I understand is you hold it up, like I could hold it up in this room right now and I might find little characters that I can catch.
Yeah, there could be some here.
You hold it up and like it puts like little dicks on people's crotches and stuff.
That'd be funny.
Or boobs.
Like pin the dick on the Pokemon?
Like you could hold it up to like a girl and like it'll make it look like you're seeing her boobs. Like they it puts the boobs on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
We should
do
that.
Like you have x-ray vision.
Right.
That's what I want.
X-ray vision, I know, don't we all?
Like the app that makes it seem like you do. You know what I mean?
Well, it probably could do that. Some kind of like 3D thing too, right?
Yeah, what would we call it? Pokey Dong?
Pokey Dong. Yeah, okay. We could, but probably not Pokey anything. No. Although Pokey is very sexual, like Pokey Poke. Mm-hmm. But it's funny. Like, I just think also the thing that I hate, which I thought you were going to go into rather than just hating anything that's popular trends, rather than like loathing anything that's popular.
I mean, this is the biggest thing since Flappy Bird or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And it came out like a week ago.
Yeah.
Like, you blink, you missed it. Coming out, and you're like, oh wait, what's happening in the world? Like, it's trumping like the whole, you know, movement right now, the Blacks Matter movement. Perhaps it's all like,
oh, Pokemon is way more important to the majority of people, it sounds like. Yes.
Well, it shouldn't be, but that priorities. Is what's happening. Priorities with America. But
Pokemon matters
to many people. But what I'm thinking is that why also it's like, I get Pokemon's already established, but like, why this one? Like, why is this all of a sudden the comeback?
How much do you, not to get all psychological, like, but how much of it is actually because people actually really like it and it's naturally, organically just getting downloaded because it's so great? And how much of it is just because people are like, oh, I got to be a part of this. I don't want to be left out.
I don't know. Tail wagging the dog. We never really know now.
Social media.
What do we think?
I think it's 90% because they see it on the news. So I saw a news story just last night. Some woman, she's saying that Pokemon Go helped her save some kid's life because two bullies were making this kid run around, a little kid run around in this park, and it was like 112 degrees. The kid collapsed. And the only reason why she saw it is because she was in the park looking for Pokemon characters.
Otherwise, she wouldn't have noticed the kid fainting.
And the bullies ran off. You could only hope that they maybe collapsed as well after they ran off.
Aww.
And she called 911. They got the
that
kid.
That is a beautiful Pokemon story. I wonder how many marriages.
I just wonder if she actually got the character before she turned off the app
and
dialed 911.
She's like, my kid's fainting, but I'm about to kill get a Pokemon or whatever you catch it.
Yeah. I'm never going to play it. Ever.
I don't know that I'm going to play it. I did download it. And I might delete it. That's okay. You know what? I believe you. I believe that you never will.
I think I need to vape while hoverboarding and playing Pokemon all at the same time.
Vape your vape?
Yeah.
And
hoverboards no more. Goodbye. That was
Are
a
they
quick
gone?
Trend.
Why? I saw two guys out of the neighborhood.
Fire.
I was running. Do they?
Yeah.
All of them?
Fire.
No, just one.
A bunch of them blew up because they're made in China. They don't really care about standards, apparently. Yeah.
They're not really known. Not every single model was recalled.
They're illegal. They're pulled off Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As you would say.
Really?
See, you know, I love the Anderson. Really?
You know what I'm doing there is that's just Likas. I'm just imitating
Tom. Oh, it is Tom Likas.
Likas.
It is Tom Likas.
Really?
Really? Yeah. You're right.
But I kind of brought it on and made it my own.
It is your own. Yeah. I didn't even know it was Tom Likas, but it is Tom Likas. Did I ever tell you about the time? I think I did. That he came
did he hit on you? Was he drinking red wine
yes.
at the time?
Yes. We did talk about this.
Always.
He came into my show.
Always.
I was on Free FM in San Francisco. It was like my third night of doing Sex Without Me Live. And they're like, oh, because they were promoting the station. And they're like, Tom Likas is here.
Let me guess. He came in with his giant belly and his sunglasses on, drinking red wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was so
It was probably late at night.
It was like 11:30.
What
night.
Are you doing, Tom?
Well, I was on 11 too.
Every time I'd see Tom, because we worked, we shared studio space for years. Every time after a show, I'd see him in the common area. He'd be on a computer doing what? Every single time, Emily. Probably
what?
30, maybe 50 times I saw him surfing the web, reading articles about
him.
Tom Likas.
Really?
Every time.
Really?
Really?
Tom Likas is, I do not, he had a show and he said the same thing over and over.
I think he's on the internet now.
He's on the internet. I think he has a wine thing. Okay, but that's not important.
No.
We're moving
on. He doesn't have sex. Let's talk about people who have
sex. He talks about having sex, but he doesn't have sex.
No.
People who talk about sex are probably not having sex.
Except for you.
Except for me.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, we'll be right back. But let's give a shout out to our sponsors. And I just want to thank everyone for always supporting our sponsors. It's amazing. And I love you. And we'll be right back. You know what I never get tired of? Talking about the magic wand. Seriously, it's like telling stories about your best friend. I actually think I have more stories about my magic wand than I do my best friend. The magic wand was part of my life long before it was part of the show. And now it's time to make it part of your life too. For more than 30 years, the magic wand has been the trusted toy that women around the world reach for first. In fact, check this. Time magazine just named the magic wand as one of the top 10 most influential gadgets of all time. We're talking next to the iPod and the calculator. Time magazine, people. If that doesn't say it all, I don't know what will. The perfectly sized original magic wand delivers amazing power and control and is incredibly simple to use. Just plug in the 6-foot cord for uninterrupted pleasure. For more information on the magic wand, visit magicwandoriginal.com today or click on the magic wand banner on my website. All right, everyone. Thank you for being here with us. Okay, this is what we're going to talk about. Hot summer sex. You know, a lot of people let the hot weather like deter them from having sex. Like, it's too hot, it's too sticky, I don't want to have sex. Mm-hmm. But August, most popular month to get busy, June, July, right behind it. So I thought, with the summer months here mm-hmm. upon us, that mm-hmm. we should talk about some ways
the dog
to
days.
Get busy. Dog days of summer.
Yeah.
Lifestyles Condom says that they see spikes in sales during these spring and summer months. But it can also leave us in a funk. People can be like lethargic and not want to have sex. So you think it's like sticky and sweaty and you don't want, but don't you ever think that like I don't want anyone to touch me because
I'm
so hot?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I'm way too hot. You can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
No, I wasn't saying like that. No, like depends. I think a lot on your BMI and your present weight probably has a lot to do with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like if I'm feeling a little jubs, if I've packed on a few, like right now I'm a little bit heavier than I would like to be. Yeah, I'm not feeling too sex.
I don't see that.
And especially when I'm sweating, not sexual. Right.
Exactly.
But if I was all ripped and sweaty, pretty tight.
Really? Yeah. That's what everybody's body image. And it's true. Like people, that's like one of the biggest killers of our sex drive is our self-esteem. We're not feeling great. Mm. I get it. But you know what? You can do some things here to make it hot this summer. So here's some ideas.
Some tips. Some sexual hot tips.
Yeah.
Summer hot tips.
Yeah, I do. You know what I love and I don't do it nearly enough? Mm. I need to find someone to do that. Road trip. Road trips in the summer. Again, I'm trying to give you things here. They don't have to cost a lot of money, but they're like kind of a staple in the summer. You go on a road trip, get out of town. They remind us of being young, carefree, wild.
Yeah, I feel like everyone, if you've lived in a place for a few years, you should know what everything is within like a 2-hour radius all the way around your house. Every direction. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Unless you live on the coast.
I know 2 blocks radius.
Yeah, you need to go
on
road
trips. I'm so bad. And I've lived, and I keep saying I just moved here, which is a lie now.
You could be in Joshua Tree in 2 hours
Dude,
right now.
I didn't know it was that close. I was just going to say, I'm dying to go to Joshua Tree.
Go. 2 hours.
That's it?
Yeah.
I know you and my Corona go there like.
I went there once. Not with my Corona, but it's a beautiful place.
Where was the other place you went?
Death Valley. That's like 4.5 hours.
Okay, I get
hours.
Those confused.
There's so many cool places. In California, one of the best things about living here is this, everything's like within driving to 2-3 hours.
But when I lived in NorCal.
Yeah.
Short for Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Ella. I knew it all. Ella.
Hella.
Oh, dude, do you know that was my biggest turnoff when I moved to Northern California, Michigan?
See, you don't like the trends either.
If people, guys, like, dude, it's hella rat. I was like, oh my God, people say that and I just thought they were dumb.
Yeah, immediately.
I wouldn't sleep with the guy who said hella.
Right.
But I think Menace says hella and then I just kind of got over it. Not that I would ever want to sleep with them, but I was like, I get people say that. Hella. Do you say hella?
So you forget. Oh, no, no,
but
no, no.
What is that?
It's a no-cal thing.
It's a no-cal
people
thing.
People say it with pride, too. Like, yeah,
dude, everyone, that's hella messed
everyone
up.
Everyone knows that I'm from no-cal because I say hella.
Well, I just thought it meant you just weren't very bright.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you.
You're like, so funny. It is a northern, it's not a southern thing. But what's a Southern California thing?
No, we're just like, bro, what's that?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think I am very like, my mom used to make fun when she came out from Michigan. She'd be one of my friends. They're like, she's like, it's so funny. I'd sit there with your friends and they're, well, what'd she say? We said, we're like, she made fun of us or afterwards.
You probably
like,
get guys that probably talk to the Valley girls.
I think I do. I think
like,
I do
totally.
Now. Yeah. Well, I think I do that now. I don't know where I picked that up.
I text Valley girl. That's how I
talk.
I do
too. I'm like, totes. But I think she was like, she said we all talk like, yeah, that's cool. No problem.
Man.
Yeah, man. It's all right. I'm like, we don't. And then I realized that, oh, I do. Sorry, mom. But
mom's the best. I love
you.
My mom
is the best. I know. She's rad.
She's radical, man.
She's coming out here to visit. So anyway,
sweet.
Road trips. So the thing about road trips is that like, first of all, it's a great time to like get away. I mean, yeah, you're going to bring your cell phone with you, but it's a good time to have good talks. I always say it's a great place to like talk about sex and your relationship when you're in the car.
It's a great place to know if your relationship's going somewhere. Not
That's
part
true
of the pun,
too.
But like if you are not talking or you just can't wait to get to your destination because you don't like being around your significant other, that's a sign. Like
that is a
sign. If you don't travel well with her or him, that's not a good relationship.
Right. That's true.
I think that's totally true.
In fact, you could probably test it. Do a little road drive,
yeah.
A road trip tester before you like buy the trip to Mexico or something for a trip and do a road trip. But I think they're just like sexy and fun, like stopping at the, I don't know, you take your shoes off and
you can
run around.
You can like check one of the cheap airlines. This is a little tip that the wife and I did. We loved it before we were married. You find a cheap little airline like Southwest or something that flies somewhere for like $80 and then you rent a car and then you just do a big circle. So you can fly to like a different state and then do a circle. Everything is new. And
that's
then you,
so fun.
Like a 3 or 4 day circle, like, you know, 2,000 miles or whatever, if you're insane, like we were. And then when you get back to the airport, you turn the car in. You've stayed in like 3 or 4 different little motels.
That's
and you
sweet.
Hit a few
Did
national parks.
Did you guys have
parks.
Car sex ever?
No. I don't talk about those things.
Ah, damn it.
Might have got pulled over by a female police officer, and I thought, hey, this might be hot. But it was not because she was butch.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, car sex, it might remind you of prom. I'm trying to think if I had car sex in high school. I must have.
You
I had like groping sex.
You grew up in Michigan. I'm sure you,
yeah.
you had truck sex, probably.
I did. No. Yeah, I did have car sex. I had car makeouts and stuff like that. In fact,
I
got busted by the cops, I remember, because I was making out in my high school. Okay, so I went to the quintessential All-American High School in Michigan, and it was like our high school was, I don't know if I ever talked about this, but it was state or the state football champs every year. And like that's a big deal. It was like the football players were cool and the cheerleaders were cool.
So
like,
very stereotypical.
Very American, like All-American. And I was like went with a boyfriend and we were making out under the bleachers. Mm-hmm. We got out of his car and the cops came and told us to come home. I didn't get arrested. But here's the thing.
Did they take you aside and make sure that you were into it?
They're like, you don't look like you're really into sex. Into the sex? Oh, like I was consensually making out with him under the bleachers?
And
Yeah.
Because I got caught in my school parking lot in the like late at night, like 10 o'clock at night, because that was the only safe place to go with my girlfriend in high school. And we heard dog barking out of... We're in the middle of this parking lot, empty parking lot in the middle of nowhere, and late at night, and then we heard a dog barking, and it was a canine unit. Rolled up on us, and he made me stay in the car. He pulled her out of the car and made sure that she wanted to.
Do you want to be giving him a blowjob?
Are you into
this?
Fun?
And then, do you know how to please yourself? Hey, you tell him that you want your clitoris touched?
Oh, he wasn't
okay,
you.
So anyway, let me just about car sex.
Imagine if the cop was like you.
Well, when you say
Officer
the cop,
Emily, I love
I know,
it.
I should be. But here's the thing: I want to make car sex because here's the thing. Yes, it's illegal. Yes, you could get arrested for it. But so here's how to make it better: find a good parking spot.
Yeah, make sure you're parked.
Pull over.
Yes.
Because moving car, major no-no.
No good.
Make sure the spot is secluded because it is illegal, public indecency. And here's a tip. Don't hop to the back. You can recline the front seat, the passenger seat, recline it, woman on top. Mm-hmm. It's great because you can use like the seats as
but
leverage.
But the passenger side. Don't get that
passenger
steering
side.
Wheel.
You don't want the steering wheel thing. So that's fun. So that's just a great way to tell you, but you don't want to bounce too much either because the car could be shaking and then
yeah,
you could,
it's not good
could
for
get
the
arrested.
Shocks
exactly.
Either.
So I'm just telling you all to pull over. Also, you guys, I know water. Everyone's drawn to the water in the summer. You're like, oh, sex in the jacuzzi, sex in the hot tub. You want to get a little wet.
Yeah.
Do you know? What's your
no
face?
Good.
Not so good. Bacteria. Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't want to be a buzzkill because like oceans, lakes, pools, jacuzzis, all
oceans,
that.
Oceans, lakes,
but
pools.
You don't
what?
Know what's. Yeah,
oceans,
lakes.
Oh, you're giving examples. Oceans,
I'm giving,
lakes, pools, rivers.
I'm giving examples of bodies of water that you might want to frolic in, but there's stuff floating beneath the surface like bacteria and all this stuff, and people think, oh, you're already wet, and it can be great.
Doesn't
but
even,
the truth is, it's not so good.
And
so,
it cuts down on lubrication, like,
right.
overall.
It does. Yeah. You're so good. It's true. So we think wet or better, good. It's going to be wet. But it's not. You actually lose your natural lubrication in the water. So, and there's harmful bacteria. So I say just you can make out in the pool, in the water, in the oceans, in the wherever. But,
in the rivers.
But when you want to get it on for reals,
take
it on land.
And if you're having sex or getting hot and heavy in the ocean, be careful of riptides. You don't want to look up from all the heavy petting and realize that you've drifted out to sea.
That's
That'd
true.
Be bad times.
Yeah, that could happen, right?
Yes.
If you're really into it.
Beach sex. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that the sand.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
sandpaper sex.
See, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, here's the thing about water sex is that it's very romantic, I think. And the idea of it, while it still can be, you can start a little making out, foreplay, go skinny dipping, watch each other undress. You know, the whole thing about beach sex is that the sand can go in places you don't want it. So you can have a towel,
have a big
bottle of wine.
Sheet. Yeah.
Yeah. But like actually like in the sand, you just get it everywhere.
Yeah.
So be careful about that. And I would also
and sea
say,
fleas. No good.
What?
Sea fleas.
Oh, yeah.
They glow in the dark so you can see them.
Right,
night.
But they bite you and stuff because of
the... You don't want them in the crotch area.
No, you want nothing like that in the crotch area.
The idea of beach sex is so great until you do it and it's just like, oh, yeah.
Right. Well, if you have but even if you have the blanket.
Yeah, there's always
the
to be
sand.
Because you're usually having a few drinks too and you're sloppy. Sloppy.
Okay, so I say do a little skinny dipping, do a little makeouts, but when it's time for the in and out, move to the chaise lounge, the pool deck, you know, a chair. So that's why I got to say about water sex. And I've made those mistakes before.
I think everyone has. When I was younger,
like
once,
jacuzzi,
right?
And now I realize, oh my God, the bacteria and all that's not good. So I don't want anyone getting any UTIs for the summer.
Plus, chances
short
are.
Short for urinary tract infection.
It's not your jacuzzi you're banging in. So think of the poor people that have to come in after you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The coronation doesn't kill it all.
Be a place here, right down the street. I think it was called a wet spot or something. It was awful. They used to always have some dating reality show. Would always go there for the date, like the blind date. And it was just like you could rent a jacuzzi for like an hour.
Oh.
And people just go in there and bang. I remember I'd drive by that place and feel like I was getting dirty.
I remember those places. Like, they don't have them anymore.
No,
they
don't.
In San Francisco, they had them too.
Well, I think they're just called like Turkish bathhouses in San Francisco,
yeah,
right?
Maybe, yeah. But they did have a place that you... I would think that would be gross. I would never want it. And then the people know that you're going in there to bang.
To bang in water.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't change that water out.
No.
We're in a drought.
I don't want to kill everyone summer here, though. So I think if you want to get wet and you're hot and sticky and you want to cool off, I'm a huge fan of shower sex.
And outdoor sex at night because it's nice and warm. You're not freezing
right.
your buns
exactly.
off in the summertime. It's very sexy out.
If you're like camping and stuff?
Yeah.
I like camping. I used to camp. You could do camping. You could do it with like, but I know I would want like a fancier camping. Like I'd want like an air mattress or something. You know what I mean? I want like
air mattress is fancy.
Not air mattress, but like
No, you want an air mattress.
Is that what I want? That's
yeah.
what I want.
Big
fancy.
Tent, yeah.
No, but I used to rough it. I was camping all the time. Camping. There goes my Michigan accent
camping.
Because that's where I did it. But shower sex is great because let me tell you why. Limited space. You can get creative with your positions. Cleanup is minimal. You can be all sweaty and then you jump in there and you like cool off.
Mm-hmm.
And it also heats up your sex drive. Did you know that when you're in the cold water of the shower, like it gets you like more turned on. It stimulates your circulation. Your blood will flow
makes
easily
sense.
To the places that you want it to.
But there's shrinkage. Unless you're already
going.
I was
in the pool.
That's in your open.
I know that is my
you
open.
Shrinkage. It shrinks?
That was a great
Seinfeld.
So it was a great one, right?
It was, yeah.
And the other thing is, okay, so lube. Here's the thing about shower sex too is that like we said, it washes away a woman's natural lubrication, so you need lube in the shower. You can get a long-lasting silicone lube to pick up the slack, like Joe Premium Silicone Lube, which is available on my website because now I've got a store. Oh,
Joe, I've not heard of this one.
Okay, it's amazing, and we just got a whole box of it.
Mm-hmm.
If okay, I know you're not going to say it now.
Is Joe a guy?
Joe is
Joe,
J O. And let me just tell you this. We've got a lot of lube here from
okay.
Joe. And if you'd like some for the road,
mm-hmm.
for the summer.
What are you suggesting? I'm gonna hammer one out on the road?
I don't know what, but we've got a lot of lube here.
I'll take, I'm just saying.
We got like 25
a
pounds of lube.
I would love a few ounces if I could
oh,
take
you
those
like lube.
What? What are you talking about? I don't like lube.
No, I've given you lube before.
Yeah,
okay,
but
Madison,
I've never used
before
it.
Leaves,
never
let's give
it.
Anderson a little goodie bag.
I have
a drum of lube. Don't need a drum. I use it to on Stanley's nose
oh,
when it gets
Stanley.
Dry in the summer.
Do you know that you say Stanley and I get warm.
Stanley's my little dog, just to be clear here for those of you who might
I
not know.
I love him. And then
his nose gets very dry in the summer, so I lube it up.
You do? I'll give you some lube for a little. Do you? Thanks. That's what it's for. Whatever. You don't tell me. But also, here's the amazing thing. Sport Sheets. They make a great line of toys. It's all like Velcro bondage stuff, which you can also get on my website if you've been wanting to get into that thing. They also brilliantly have a line of toys called Sex in the Shower. So they help prevent you from taking like a tumble, like mid-coital in the shower, because there are some risks.
Like a suction cups for your
yeah,
knees and stuff?
Literally suction cup
no,
like
you're
restraints.
Kidding me. Really?
Oh, yeah. Suction cup. They have a dual suction locking handle for leverage
oh,
and
I've
suction
seen that.
Handcuffs.
I've seen the suction cup handles mm-hmm. on. Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Well,
Tom Cruise used it to like climb
oh,
up the side of a building.
It's just like
the same
that.
Thing?
Yes. Yes. It's just like that.
So hey, like in his like behind the scenes, behind closed doors, that's what he's probably using those for. And then he's like, hey, I could use these to break into that high rise.
Tom Cruise is really into shower sex.
DC.
So it was actually his idea.
I can see that.
So
the lube that you take with you in the shower, though, do they make it very like recognizable by touch the bottle wise so you don't get it confused with the shampoo when you're not looking?
I hope that you just would be able to open your eyes a smidge just
yeah.
to make sure you're not putting the
a lot
shampoo
of people
on your
like
penis.
To, you know, when the coitus is going on, the eyes are closed and
yeah.
they're kind of reaching for things.
Good question.
Because you don't want the shampoo.
But you could tell because it's silicone, so it's slicker. But here's the other thing that they make. I forgot to say this. So when I first met the Sport Sheets people, they gave me this vibrating. It's a. So I use a one of those mesh sponges in the shower, like the poofs. You put, you know what I'm saying? Maybe your wife uses one, you put like a poofy washy thing. And
yeah, those bacteria collectors.
I wash mine. Okay.
I haven't seen one of those for years because I haven't dated anyone that's used them for years. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I always use them,
but they make one with a vibrator. So here's the funny thing. It has a little bullet vibe in it.
Uh-huh.
And so I have a bunch of them in my cabinet, and I just pulled one out one day in my cabinet. And I brought it in the shower, and I realized it was the vibrating one because it looks just like my other ones because you can't tell there's a little vibrator in it. And I realized I never used it until then.
Until then.
I was like, oh, I'm in the shower, and I got to test it, and it's you could get it all wet.
It's
and
radical.
Then, so I can get all soapy and then a little.
You got to be careful with the soap. Got to be careful.
I wasn't putting in my, I was soaping up like my other, not my internal parts, my external parts. Right. But then I used the little bullet and it's brilliant. Bullet in a mesh sponge. So anyway, I love all this stuff.
Somebody
so
was cool. thinking like they're doing it in there anyways. Right. We all know the ladies are in there doing it. Why don't we give them a little help?
I thought it was smart. Yeah. Okay. So the other thing, once you get out of the shower, you can still take a shower on a staycation.
Staycation.
Sometimes you just need to change the scenery.
Oh, no.
What, you hate that word? You do hate that word. I know you so well.
That's where you stay at home, right? You have a long weekend. Instead of leaving town, you stay at home.
You can stay at home. You can get an Airbnb in your neighborhood for like $50.
I
it
like
doesn't
that.
Matter.
That's kind of cool.
Right?
Because you never vacation in your own city.
Yeah, you
that
don't.
That is kind of cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
You can bond. You know, it's fun being away from home. You got like an unfamiliar place. And like when you can, you know, again, Airbnb, great idea. You can mess up someone else's place. And you just kind of disconnect. And I think if you do take a weekend away with a partner, I think you should put away your cell phones and just say, we're going out into nature. Have like, turn off your phone, your tablet. Don't use the TV. Take some time to experiment. If you're going away, like, this is a good time to like bring out the cuffs or whatever you want and try. Mm-hmm. And like have your summer bucket list ready and be like, I love my bucket list concept. I'm telling you, I can't say it enough. When you're trying to improve your sex life. Yeah, but like be like, this summer, what are the two things that we want to try? Okay,
acupuncture and meditation. Oh, right. You're talking sex.
Sex.
Okay.
So what do you want to try this summer? Oh, I want to try that sex in the shower Emily talked about, and I want, you know, to have some outdoor sex. So just like make some plans, you know, if you want sex in the balcony. And the other good thing about going away is like you don't, if you do want to experiment and you're somewhere else, like you don't have to worry about the neighbor seeing you.
Yes.
You know, all that
you
stuff.
You could be strangers. You could do a little role playing probably.
You can
a lot
do the role playing.
Outside your own home. It'll help you get into your role, I would think, especially if you're method. Now, something you could probably attest to, Em, is you ladies, when you guys go out of town, away from your own house and familiar surroundings, you tend to loosen up and do things that you normally
right.
might
it's true.
Not do,
this
right?
is what I'm saying. Yeah. Have you found that with the ladies?
I found that. Like if you're on vacation and you're out of town, and they're not around the things that they see every day. When I'm saying they, I'm talking the ladies.
Right.
They tend to be more willing to try new and experimental things,
I think it's
for
true.
Sure.
I think we all are. I think like once we get, because a lot of couples, you know, they're talking about, oh, my relationship's gotten so routine. It's gotten kind of stale.
Yeah.
It's I'm just
like
trying to give you ways
it.
To get out of your, because it's in your same zone.
Yeah.
And that sparks creativity. It sparks sexual energy.
In
and you
jolt.
Don't give a crap what anyone thinks. Fear.
Even if it's just like overnight, it's just like,
overnight.
Hey, the spontaneous, just like, it does so much good for a relationship. It renews it, refreshes it for
it
sure.
Does. I know.
And if it's just like, you know, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday and you're like, you know what? Let's throw a few things overnight in the bag and hit the
it's
road.
True.
Don't even know where we're going.
I know. I'm totally going to do that.
And you can do it cheap. You can do it on cheap.
Totally do that
the
cheap.
New, I don't want to like, you know, Motel 6. Actually, the new rooms aren't bad.
Really?
Yeah. They've mm-hmm. redone everything. Hardwood floors in those babies.
Really?
Yeah.
Motel 6?
Every place, every little town has a Motel 6. They got the new hardwood floors, so there's less bacteria in those carpets. They let you have dogs.
Carpets.
They
okay.
let you have dogs in
they
there.
They do?
Yeah.
Stanley could go.
Stanley
Maybe
comes.
Stanley and I should take a little road trip.
You could do that.
I love it. Okay, so that's a good idea. And I do like the stranger thing because people laugh at the suggestion, but stranger, it's fun to like show up, pretend you just met.
Oh, the role playing thing?
Yeah, it's fun. So I just want you all to take advantage of the summer, and I'm just trying to inspire you here because summer months are upon us. Go have some great sex.
Yeah, last summer I didn't even realize it was over till it was over, and it kind of sucked.
I know.
You know those summers where you're just doing stuff and you forget that it's even summer.
Well, we're almost halfway.
Battling the heat.
I know.
Yeah,
so,
I'm doing that kind of this summer. I haven't even put my hammock up in my backyard. I got to take in the summer.
I want a hammock. Can we talk about hammocks after? I know. I'm going to get a hammock. Okay, so that's what we got for you. Happy summer. So let's move on to the emails.
Emails.
Okay, so thank you for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can now leave us a voicemail. We've got a new voicemail feature. People mm-hmm. have been leaving messages. We're going to start putting them into the show. It's 818-ASK-SWE1. That's 818 SWE1. It's also on our website, so check that out.
SWE stands for Sex with Emily.
Thank you. Yes. And also, we like your name, your age, where you live, all that stuff. So this first email, Anderson.
Make sure you say hella in your email.
Say hella. So I got to read this email. I don't know if I should give this a preface, but this is related to our last show. I'm going to read this email that we just literally got before you woke in. We're like, you know what? We're going to put this in the show. So here we go. Dear Emily. John C. here. You and Anderson answer my questions about starting to see people again after my wife died. Remember this? Yeah. Yes. It's okay. It gets better.
Okay.
Just because Madison and I cried before the show when we read it. It's okay. Oh, no. I hope that this message is not too long, but I've been thinking a lot about what you said on the program. Well, let me just give you a preface that, well, he gets into it, but his wife died and he was trying to get back into dating.
We covered this, it was just last week,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, I was looking up horrible things on my phone, not paying attention to Emily at all. And the timing couldn't have been worse. And I felt bad about that. Like 4 days later, I was thinking about it
well,
in traffic and I
winced. Keep reading because I think you should feel better now. Your comments were very kind and I'd like to thank you once again for addressing my question. I think your suggestion that I go a little slow to get a little slow in getting back out among other people, dating, and possibly finding new relationships was very wise. It didn't occur to me that I should try to make new friends and build a new community of friends, male and female, as a beginning. I don't have to jump right into the dating game right away. Julia and I were very alone by the time she died, and I've been trying to recover largely on my own. My closest friends live 100 miles away. I have to find some ways to develop a circle of friends near me. That's a step, because I am pretty much shattered because I cry so often when I think of Julia. I think that dating needs to wait. They were married for a very long time, and yes. His wife died. You also said that you hoped I'd done some things that people can do to heal after a loss. I don't think I've done all I could, and I've decided to look for a bereavement support group. So that has really helped. It's my doctor who suggested months ago I sign up for internet dating sites to meet people and got me thinking about relationships. And I guess that got me thinking that I should get into dating sites, but not too seriously at this point, like you said. I'm sending a separate email to poor Anderson. He apologized so much last night about doing fact checking and not hearing when you read my question. I want to tell him that to me, he has absolutely nothing to apologize for and that the whole interaction was a little funny. I'm also going to subscribe to his podcast, Cinematics.
Ah.
See? So you have nothing to worry about.
So sweet. Thank you,
John. Best wishes to you, and thank you for your help. Again, you were very kind and compassionate, and I appreciate that very much. I hope you and your friends have a great summer in Los Angeles. Cheers, John C.
Ah. Why do terrible things happen to good people? Because that guy's obviously
a solid
dude.
I know. He's so sweet. Madison and I were like, we had tears coming. So, John, you very much touched us, and I'm glad this was helpful for you, and thank you for listening to the show, and Anderson feels
better. Thanks for letting me off the hook.
He's been upset about it ever since. So
I really have.
I had to read that.
I told my wife, and she was she gave me some daggers.
She did?
Yeah. She's like, what? You're such an idiot, Anderson. I'm like, I know, honey. I know. Thank you, John, for letting me off the hook.
Thanks, John. He really needed it because he was not going to rest again. Okay, hello there. I was wondering if you could help me, please. This afternoon, whilst having sex with my boyfriend.
Ooh, this is a Brit.
It is. He introduced me to the word C-U-N-T.
Cunt.
Thank you. At first, I was shocked, but then I became excited. Later, I phoned my best friend and told her of my discovery. She burst out laughing and said that all girls use this word during sex. Well, I never have. Embarrassment, I suppose. Could I ask your opinion on the word and its usage, please? Thanks, Sue from the UK.
Yeah, she's... Wait a minute. So he introduced it to her?
Yeah, and she didn't know what it meant or how to use it.
How did he use it, I wonder?
Well,
yeah, I'm really sticking that...
into your... Yeah. I can't even... I don't want to say it, but... Yeah, I mean, I think it has to do with the region because apparently the C word is much less offensive and used more conversationally in the UK.
Oh, for sure.
So they're like, hey, my Brits like saying bros, like my bros and I, my C-U-N-T's and I can't say it.
It just rolls off their tongues. Mm-hmm. They say it. It's a lot of the time, it's, you know, a little bit more the punk rock crowd that says it. But
right.
what's the accent that they got down there that's like really thick? That's like pigeon, but it's not pigeon. I'm drawing a blank on it. It's what they use in Clockwork Orange. Ah, but anyways, when they like Sex Pistols, Johnny Rotten, right. Like the way he talks. Oh, what is that? Anyways, when they say it,
The Australians. I don't know.
Say that's cunt very well. Is
yeah, they say it like mates.
Right.
Yeah.
Like me and my cousin.
Oh, he's a good old cunt.
All right. I'm not sure that everyone's using it that way. It's not uncommon, but it's raunchy. I don't know. Maybe in the bedroom, he's like, I'm going to F your...
It's weird. They'll say cunt, but they can't say bloody. It's a weird, weird language thing down there.
I mean, they can't say bloody.
Bloody's really bad.
They always say bloody. That bloody hell.
I know. It's when they're like, you're watching R-rated stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing.
You don't say bloody at the dinner table. That's very upsetting.
I didn't know that.
My father-in-law is British.
Didn't know that either.
Yeah. I'm going to try both, cunt and bloody.
You should just try and see how it goes like a Christmas.
Let you know which one upsets them more.
Exactly. Let me know, please. So I think, Sue, when you're in the bedroom, it's all about what you're comfortable with, what makes you excited. If you find it bothers you, let your partner know, but she got all excited. So I don't think it's a problem. But here, I think, again, if it was using context, like I like dirty talk, but that might even startle me, I think. I don't think I've ever, I personally haven't had a guy use that word in bed, but you know, it's all about what makes you feel comfortable and what makes you feel uncomfortable. So if it turned you on, Sue, I say, fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. He's doing dirty talk. So it worked for him. I don't think it's a regional thing. I think people say it here in America.
I need to know how he used it, though.
Well, she didn't get into it, but he used it. And then she got excited after. Wonder because he, maybe just, what?
Wonder if he's like,
you're being such a stupid. I don't know. Or if he was like literally saying, like, using it as a slang for a vagina. I don't know. But I mean, she wants to know how I think about it. And its usage is very, very, it's varied throughout different regions. But I'm assuming he was using it for dirty talk purposes. And I don't care if whatever words he used, if it turned you on, I'm fine with it if you're fine with it. Just the bedroom. You guys can do what you want in the bedroom.
Do what you like. I love her friend's reaction.
I'm totally cool with it. Yeah. Your friend laughed. You felt good. So here we go. Next thing here, Anderson. Hi, Emily. 23-year-old male with a female significant other. We've been dating for a year and a half, and our sex life is great. My question is, how do you feel about a man coming on your body and then cleaning it up himself?
Cockney is the accent that I was looking for. Cockney. Right. Cockney loves to say cunt. All right, let's get back to cleanup.
I have had fantasies where I will finish on my significant other and want to clean it up, tasting myself and or sharing it with my significant other. We have talked about me trying my own cum. I'd like to say ejaculate.
Essence.
But we've never gone through with it. We're both open and willing to try most things. Mm-hmm. Exclamation point. Any advice appreciated? Love the show. Patrick.
He hasn't tried. If he's this curious that he's going to sit down and form an email and send it to you, he hasn't tried it in the comfort of his own private home?
Well, dude, have you been listening to this section? This people email me first because they... No.
Does he know what snowballing is?
I don't know. Tell him.
I don't like to describe it. It's when you finish in the woman's mouth and you make out with her deeply before right. before she swallows. It's called snowballing. It's very upsetting.
Why is it upsetting?
Very upsetting. Yeah.
Why?
What if it's gross? Hey, there's also cooking with cum. You guys could have a little cooking night.
Dude, wasn't that dude on Loveline?
I don't think he was on Loveline. We brought it to the show though. We talked about it.
Okay,
at
so here's the thing. Here's the weird thing, Anderson. Let me just talk to you about this ejaculate thing. Mm. This is one of those questions we've been seeing a lot more of lately.
I want to taste my cum?
In the past few weeks. Yes.
Is that the new thing? Like pegging was 2015. Yes. Is tasting your own cum 2016?
Yes.
What is 2017 going to be?
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be, dude. I'm afraid. No, but this is fine. Like, here's the thing. Uh-huh. I just love that on this show, we can kind of gauge what's going on sexually because these are the questions we're getting.
Right.
Like, nobody asked about
choking.
That's
what I miss most about Loveline are the questions, the interaction with the listeners. And I'm getting it here.
Happens here.
I'm getting a
You're
dose
getting,
of
dude,
it here.
Don't you
Thank
feel
God.
Like you never left Loveline?
Yes.
And we've got water and snacks for you here.
Thank God.
But listen, here's the thing, Patrick. Everyone, the tasting semen thing, like, it is coming up. We've got like a bunch of emails. Nothing wrong with it. Everyone has their own sexual proclivities. It's not unsafe. It's not going to hurt you. And I'm kind of thinking it has to do with porn, maybe. Guys are tasting their cum more than porn. I don't know. Or who knows what it is. Listen. But it's a common theme in, like, dominant submission play, making the sub drink their own fluids. But lots of women... So I don't have a problem with that. If your partner's cool with it, like, taste it. She can taste it. You can put it on a hot fudge sundae. I don't care. Like, you're not going to die. Yeah, it's fine.
But the ice cream will melt by the time you're done.
I don't know if it's by the bed, but it is summer. If you got air conditioning, I don't know. But I think that you can just try it.
Speaking as the only guy in the room, I question the validity of Patrick's email.
Why?
We've
gotten five emails to speak about it.
Here's why.
Why?
Most every guy has, by mistake, it's gone there.
He's saying, I want to do it with her. Like, I want to taste
it. So, okay,
it
he wants it. So, he has tasted it. Okay, let the record show that Patrick has
probably
most likely,
tasted your cum.
By a mistake, tasted
and
his
dude,
own essence.
I'm going to challenge your by the mistake thing.
Mm. It happens.
It just, what, you come and it, whoop, there's a drop in my mouth?
Hey, young boys do it a lot, and it flies out a lot, and it goes everywhere, and sometimes it hits your mouth. It might be open.
What do you think of how it tastes?
What?
It's not too bad. It
tastes like bubble gum.
No, it's like salty. It's fine. Okay, so, Patrick... And so we're fine with it. Do it with your partner. I mean, I think it's however you want to do it. I think it's fine if she's cool with it. It sounds like she's down, right? Doesn't he say she's down? Yeah, you guys are fine. What?
I could see her thinking he's a freak.
No, no, no. He says here that she said we talked about it. We talked about it, but we've never gone through with it. So maybe he just,
do you think they're doing it right now while listening to this?
He's like, waiting
this
for me so to answer hot. It.
Emily's talking
about. But Patrick,
about-
here's the other thing. Lots of women are, let's go to the ejaculate thing. Lots of women, 100% fine being ejaculated on, and some prefer it. They love it. And I think you asked about cleaning it up. You know, I think it's great. I think you should go around and clean her up. I don't have a problem with a guy ejaculating on my naked body.
Just don't clean it up with your mouth.
No, I...
right?
Hey, kill two birds with one stone. No. Why not?
Because that's killing, like, the main bird, which is him. Don't do that, dude.
Well, I don't want a guy licking me up, but here's the thing. I wouldn't mind, though.
Would that be weird? That would freak you out.
Like Stanley?
He finishes on your stomach, and
you
then
you
start... You
know when dogs, like, lick?
Yes.
But here's the thing. However you want it to however you want to inject it, I'm fine. But you know what I love, Anderson, which I don't think this harkened back to days of yore when men, and not a man I've been with lately, they'd be like, get up, and they would get a warm washcloth, and then they would wipe it off. And I thought that was very gentlemanly.
Like you're actually at a massage parlor.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Like a nice massage parlor. Uh-huh. So with I like
that. Preheated towels.
And I think that more guys need to do that. Like, I don't want to lie there with, I mean, I don't, your semen, like, you just ejaculated, like, get up. And when a warm cloth, a damp cloth. That was for Lori. But I think that all your fantasies sound natural and sounds like your partner's on board. So what are you waiting for? Anderson's cool with it too.
Oh, so cool with it. Yeah. I think he might come off as a serial killer if he does it in the wrong fashion.
Come off and come with
I didn't try and do that to him.
It's so easy though. It's so easy.
He's dipping his fava beans in his own cum.
There is a website for cooking with cum. Uh-huh. I don't want to, like, they're not my sponsor.
No, they're not.
Okay. But that's all we got time
neither
for.
Neither is Motel 6, but, you know, when it maybe comes up in the conversation.
Maybe they should be. I feel like I want the Four Seasons to be my sponsor because I'd like to go there a lot.
I've been to some heinous Motel
6s. And have guys
ejaculate
on me with warm
cum. Been to some decent Motel 6, some nice Motel 6s. Check in the motel. Check out Motel 6.
Okay, so I would say we're good. But Anderson, it was so good to see you. Tell me what's going on in your life.
Good to see you, Em. Things are actually happening. They're rolling. Here's the only thing that I'm going to plug, other than Cinematics, which is the show that I put my heart and soul into every week.
Podcast.
It's about movies coming out this week. We just did Woody Allen's new movie. We got into the controversy that is Woody Allen's new movie, Cafe Society. But
dying
we
to see it.
Spent a long time talking about should we even be talking about this movie because of the allegations and things that look to be true about Woody Allen. Dude, Woody, what's wrong with you, buddy? And we also talked about the new Bryan Cranston movie, The Infiltrator. But more important than all that to me, anyways, is if you go to groupersthemovie.com. That's my website for my feature that I'm starting to raise money for here very soon. It's gonna be my first feature. I've done a lot of shorts, as you know,
and they're all awarded in
they've all been to festivals. Yes, and this is gonna be my first feature. It's way out there. It's crazy. It's insane. It's probably gonna be upsetting to some people, but it's all about sexuality. It would not exist without Loveline, without me working on Loveline for all those years. I was definitely influenced by that. It's all about homosexuality and bullying, and it's called Groupers. And if you go to the website, Groupers the Movie, right now all that's there is just a place for you to put your email so I can have your email so I can send you guys emails and keep you in the loop for things coming up. So if you've already sent me an email to my website, I gotcha, but now it's more official.
And John C. sending you a separate email to tell you it's okay.
Thank you, John C., for letting me off the hook. But Groupers, groupersthemovie.com.
I'm so psyched for you.
Yeah,
it's and all
be
your
exciting.
Success.
It's gonna be fun.
Okay, great. Thank you, Anderson.
Thanks
okay.
for having me.
What I got to say is, I'm going to be in New York for the I knew you.
Damn it, I screwed it up. It's been
Sexual
a while.
Health Expo.
Yes.
It's September 24th and 25th, Madison in New York, something
great,
like that.
Great place to get your
and
bang on.
It's amazing, you guys. It's going to be in Brooklyn, actually. And
everyone's
I want to see all my East Coast people there. And if you could check out my website, there's a banner. And it's going to be amazing, Sexual Health Expo. If you're new to the show, we've got like the top sex experts from around the world come in. And they speak. And these are people that I super admire. I admire a lot. And we've got like top products and toys. Just check it out on my website. And I'd love to see you there. All my East Coast fans, you're always saying, let me know when you're coming to town. I'm letting you know. Come see me. I love you all. Thank you, Madison, Lori, Jamie, and Anderson, of course. And thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Cosmopolitan magazine editors review a lot of sex toys. Maybe not as many as me, but still, they know what they're doing. Recently, they selected a groundbreaking new product as their sex toy of the month, the versatile Tryst from Doc Johnson. If you're not familiar with Doc Johnson, well, you should be. They are leaders in innovative sex toy design, and the Tryst is a perfect example of their forward thinking. The Tryst is one of those products that you have to see to believe. It's shaped a bit like a very flexible horseshoe. It can be worn around a man's penis during intercourse, used as an internal external stimulator for women or for male solo play. Trust me, it's crazy versatile. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Tryst banner to see what I'm talking about. Like all the products we recommend, the Tryst is made from the best materials and is 100% body safe. It's rechargeable, features three independent motors, and is completely waterproof. The Tryst, spelled T-R-Y-S-T, can be used in so many ways. It would take up my entire podcast to list them all, so just go find out for yourself. Order yours today by clicking on the Tryst banner on sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys, turn your volume down for the next minute. I need to tell the lady something. Go ahead, trust me. It's for your own good. All right, ladies, it's just us now. And I have news for you. Your guy loves to masturbate. Hey, it's natural, healthy, and necessary. Let him know that not only are you cool with it, but that you really want him to enjoy it too. Surprise him with the number one selling toy for men, the Fleshlight. Fleshlight's toys feel so real that they are truly the next best thing. They have models created for every preference you can think of. Models that are perfect for travel, and one of our favorites, the Quick Shot. It's an open-ended sleeve that we like to call the hand job helper. And don't think your guy is the only one who will benefit from a Fleshlight. Their famous stamina training unit is all about helping guys learn to last longer in bed. This is the gift that keeps on giving. So if you really want to turn him on with a Fleshlight. It'll be a surprise he won't forget. Just go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner right now.